The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops Plenary Assembly also got underway today in Baltimore. The three-day meeting is the first under the presidency of Archbishop Timothy Dolan of New York and with the participation of Archbishop Vigano, the newly appointed apostolic nuncio to the U.S. In his opening address, Archbishop Dolan stated that the bishop's most pressing pastoral challenge today is reclaiming the truth and restoring credibility to the Church. In fact, the focus of the autumn session is on internal church matters, which has drawn criticism from some mainstream media, who expressed disappointment at the church leader's failure to outline economic justice. Los Angeles Auxiliary Bishop Gabino Zavala, who heads the USCCB Communications Committee, explains why looking inward is important before reaching out to broader society.
Well, you know, one of first of all, we feel a need to look at some issues that are important for us as a conference, but by the same token, you know, at our administrative committee meeting in September, our president, Archbishop Dolan, did make a statement on the whole question of poverty in the United States and how we as bishops need to respond to that in real ways. So it's not that we're ignoring those issues, but I think that right now there are other issues that I think we feel we need to look at. And they're not all looking inward, because one of the key issues that we will have at this meeting is the whole question of religious liberty. You know, we are forming a new task force committee on religious liberty, an ad hoc committee, I would say, on religious liberty. Bishop William Laurie will be chair of that ad hoc committee, and it will address that question. And I think this is for us, as I said, a key item, because the bishops are concerned that freedom of religion, you know, what we call the first freedom, is being eroded. And it's not just a matter that people are able to practice their own faith, but also that the fact that we as a church have a right to define what our ministry is and who our ministers are and so forth. So this is a brand new committee of bishops with scholars and legal experts from major universities such as Harvard and the University of Notre Dame, Catholic University of America, and prominent law firms. So again, you know, all of our work is not just looking inward.
In fact, because merely by looking at the issues that will be on your agenda, there is another question you're going to discuss, which you describe as one of the biggest challenges that the bishops and the Church in America have had to face over the past 18 months, which is healthcare reform. Why Right. has it been one of your biggest challenges? Why has this been singled out?
Well, I think because, you know, as you know, in this country, the president had on his agenda the passing of a bill on healthcare reform, and since that has happened, there have been so many questions, so many concerns have been raised, and I think we as a church are big healthcare providers, and we're very concerned about the healthcare of our people, and so we have concerns about certain aspects of the bill, and as Congress deals with it, and it becomes a political football, and so to speak, you know, we feel that we need to raise this as an issue for ourselves as well.
Also up for a vote in the meeting is a resolution to support yearly voluntary financial reporting by each diocesan bishop in the U.S. to the archbishop who heads his ecclesiastical province. Why?
Well, we just feel that it's important to have transparency in this area. So, you know, it is voluntary, but we feel that it is important because, you know, we have concerns that if we're not transparent in finances, it can be become a problem in for the bishops and for dioceses. So one of the things that we really feel is important is that we have that kind of transparency in this area, and so we're encouraging that among the bishops.
Would this also fall under the fact that a phenomenon that is not alien to other churches in the Western world is one that is also familiar, unfortunately, with the U.S. church, that is that in some areas of the country, parishes are becoming smaller, priests are fewer, it's harder to run not only pastorally but also economically parishes that are no longer, shall we say, valid to a certain extent?
Well, you know, this is always a question for us. You know, we have, you know, growing in certain parts of our country, growing congregations, but we also have a diminishing priests. We have, in other parts, we have smaller parishes, and so I think all of that does involve finances and how do we run our parishes, and that we be good stewards of the monies that are given by the faithful to support the work of our parishes. And so I think all of that is part of the question that we need to look at.
Looking perhaps more at issues that will be of particular interest and concern to Catholics, several liturgical matters are also going to come up on the agenda for a vote. Can you talk us through them, perhaps?
Well, you know, the liturgical items include the votes on the inclusion of Blessed John Paul II and Blessed Marianne Cope in the United States liturgical calendar. Blessed Marianne is another American saint. She was a member of the Franciscan Sisters of Syracuse, New York, and spent most of her life ministering to lepers on Molokai in Hawaii. Blessed John Paul II needs no explanation because we know, how important he has been in the life of our church. And so those will be two issues. There was another issue that we thought we would bring up having to do with the blessing of oils for the Chrism Mass. However, because there were so many amendments and so many questions, we felt that it was probably not time to bring that up at this time, so that will no longer be on the agenda.
Another issue that is of particular interest to Anglophone listeners, perhaps, is that you're going to have an update by Cardinal Worrell of Washington regarding the Apostolic Constitution Anglicanorum Coetibus and how it's ongoing in the United States. Can you tell us anything about that?
Well, yes. We have been getting updates from Cardinal Worrell at most of our meetings. You know, but it's something that's so new to us that we're just trying to make sure that we do things as we should, and we take time to do them well. And so this will just be a report where he will update us on the progress that that we are having here in our own country toward establishing an Anglican ordinariate in accordance with the document that you mentioned.
Then, of course, you will also be speaking and evaluating USCCB reorganization and priority plans for the next 3 to 4 years. Are there any priority challenges that you think really need to be faced?
Well, you know, I think, you know, we continue with the question of the human dignity, the dignity of the human person. I think that that's a big priority plan that we continue to promote. We're looking at some pastoral issues and looking at best practices in that regard. So there are, you know, we continue with the same ones. We're not changing any of the ones that we've had in the past, but it's just a matter of refining them and for the committees that are involved in this collaborative process to continue to promote these issues in a productive way and in a way that will be helpful in the ministry that we, pastoral ministry for our people.
We cannot ignore the fact that this plenary assembly takes place in the middle of the USCCB ad limina visit to Rome. We've had the first region through. There will be more of you arriving in Rome on the 24th of this month. Feedback so far from the ad limina of one of the biggest groups of bishops in the Universal Church.
Yes, you know, it is a wonderful opportunity for us, and I think we always look forward to the ad limina visits, and this will be the first one that we as a conference will have with Pope Benedict. And so it's something that we are looking forward to, and we've received very good reports, not official reports, but just in conversations with the bishops who were there for the first one. So it is something we're looking forward to. And, of course, we haven't scheduled all of our regions yet. So that's one of the things that bishops who haven't been scheduled are wondering, especially in light of the Holy Father's visits to Cuba and Mexico, when ours will be scheduled. But it is something that we're looking forward to.
We know that Pope Benedict XVI is seriously considering the trip to Mexico and Cuba for spring 2012. They're waiting to get final details finalized before the official announcement, but more or less it has been semi-officially announced. Cuba, the church in Cuba, and the church in Mexico are very strongly tied to the church in the United States. When there are many expatriates from Cuba now living in the United States as well as Mexico. How important has this announcement been in light of this?
Oh, it's very important, obviously, because as you say, we do have a history and a connection with those two local churches, but our people as well. You know, I'm from Los Angeles. We have so many Mexican people there that they share in the excitement of the Holy Father going to Mexico. And so it is something that's important. And I would suspect that some of our bishops, if they are able to, will try to be perhaps even be part of the welcoming it in either Cuba or Mexico if they are able to be there because of our close connection and the good working relationship that we also have with the bishops of those countries.
And finally, of course, 2012 sees the presidential race really starting off and culminating in the United States. This obviously isn't an issue that will be discussed at this plenary. Will it be an issue at the next?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. You know, I think that for us, it's important not to talk about candidates or political parties as much as it's important for us to talk about issues that are of concern for us, issues that affect the life of our people. And so, you know, we do have a document, the Forming Consciousness for Faithful Citizenship, which we just reapproved with a different introduction. It's not a voter's guide, but it's just raising issues for our Catholic people and how we form conscience and how we come to make decisions, you know. So, you know, it is something that we will look at. But, you know, right now, as you say, it is a bit early since we're barely in the primaries for the Republicans as they jockey for their positions. But as I said, for us, more important than candidates and parties is what are the issues that really affect the lives of the people and how do we educate our people on these issues.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.